Is it all that pretty little head of yours goes on blazing in the dark? When we used to know a girl, I could have sworn her name was Veronica. She used to have a carefree mind of her own and devilish look in her eye. These days I'm afraid she's not even sure her name is Veronica. Do you suppose I'm blazing? Days drag by and the fever swing. Did you roam downtown all the while? Did you wake from your dream with a hole of every door? Out of Veronica. Well, it was all 65 years ago when the world is the street where she lived. And a young man sailed in a ship of the sea with a picture of Veronica.
fabulous spinning songbook after last night's show because it was just so fantastic. And we do have a request line, which I might be tempted to put on at some point.
Double Dutch, you're real, Double Dutch is now on the mainstream.
think that I'm financial for that. Market to extreme, that's been family entertainment here. Strange land of my dreams, and practice in my life is on St. Francis of Assisi. Yeah. In all my head stretch, little bird comes to me, and my roots are in small grid. If I ever step down, lay down on an iron frame, and myself in the bed.
Just in the underground of London. He was was killed by fear. introduce my special guest for this evening. It's me. Yesterday since I saw you. Was anybody there last night?
Yeah.
You're sure some good dancers here in Brussels? Thank you.
Vintage day into Carol Maria. She may be the mirror of my dreams, the smile reflecting the stream. She may not be what she may seem. She who always seems so happy and proud, whose eyes can be so bright and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember to the day. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I've cared for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take a laughter and a tear. She goes, I've got to be the meaning of my life. Is she?
Spectacular spin song, but we get to saw a lady in half most nights, you know, a magic trick. But we weren't allowed to do that in Brussels because there's an EU ruling around it. And you know, whatever they say goes. So we reserved just one little bit of magic for tonight. We're going to bring out my magic table. Now I'm going to do my amazing guitar shrinking trick. We've got a magic table. It's election year everywhere, and just before we kick all the bastards out, and I've been singing songs, some new songs that mention a girl called Josephine, and I started to go back into history books because I was concerned about the fact that whenever I wrote about Josephine, she was a scandalous woman. And Josephine was actually my grandmother's second name, and she was a saint. And at least that's what she told me. And consequently, I found this here song. It comes from the year my dad was born. And you can't play it on a guitar better than this. I don't know who's president, I don't know who's vice, I wouldn't know Chop Suey if it wasn't for the rice. When it comes to questions, I admit that I'm not too bright, but I know one thing for sure, and I bet my dough I'm right. Who is the meanest gal in town? Josephine. Who is the meanest gal around? Josephine. She's got the meanest style of walk ever known. And if you see her kept on living around the rim. Desdemona and her Pomona, the Knights of Bella founders. If Josephine would play Juliet to some Romeo, she'd let him climb up three flights or so, then cut the rope and let him go. Now this gal is the meanest gal who ever wore a hat. She's so mean she wouldn't give fresh water to a cat. Now if love is a burning flame, this gal's an Eskimo. The whole world could answer yes, this dame would answer no. Who is the meanest queen I've seen? Josephine, who is the meanest gal in town? Josephine, she's got the meanest style I've walked ever known. And if you see her passing by, just leave her alone. She's got the meanest pair of eyes all ablaze.
So cute. watching the detectives.
It's not just a 400, it's a Super 400. And recently I had the invitation to go to a very great event up in Boston, Massachusetts, where an august body met in deadly secret and voted to give an award. It was a writers' organization, and they wanted to give an award for lyrical excellence in songwriting. They called me up. They didn't say they were going to give me the award. No, their votes came out, and I would say I was very far back in the queue of people they were going to give it to, because when all the votes were counted, the award went jointly to Leonard Cohen and Chuck Berry. I thought there's absolutely no chance that these two gentlemen will turn up. to collect the medal of honour. But indeed they did. And the great and good of Boston were all gathered. They looked very much like yourselves, very respectable women. Just beautiful. And they were all there, the Kennedy family and all these people. And Leonard Cohen was given his award first, and he stepped up to the microphone. And he said, he doffed his fedora. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, we are all footnotes to Chuck Berry. And like a footnote, I will be brief. Thank you, friends. And that's only about halfway down where he actually speaks. Then it came my turn to pay homage to Chuck Berry. He's sitting right over there where that blonde guitar is there, in his captain's hat. And I'm looking for any sign of encouragement from him. Because I'm about to sing one of his songs in a different time signature than he wrote it. And I look out into the audience, and there is the guest of honor come to see his great friend and adversary receive this honor. And there's nobody other than Keith Richards sitting right about where you are. Now, these are two men who've come to blows about rock and roll. I've got Chuck over here, I've got Keith right here, and I start to play. You know, I started out, in Liverpool, and when I first started to get paid for music, I got paid 50 pence for my first ever gig. And all the water I could drink. And a little bit later on, we had to take any gigs we could get because it was ugly. And we got a gig in a Lonely Hearts Club near my partner. And at the beginning of the evening, there would just be a bunch of Catholic girls sitting over there with little hair slides in and summer dresses and cardigans. And they'd be averting their gaze from a bunch of very nervous-looking fellows in bad sweaters who were sitting over here. And they were too nervous to clap. At least that's what we told ourselves, because they didn't ever applaud when we sang. And right over there, under the exit sign, would be a guy in a military blazer and a little thin moustache. And I think he was what they call in England, a rotter. I think he'd come down there to pick up weak women. And then by the end of the evening, everybody had had a few sherries, and it was supposed to be a Lonely Hearts Club where people could meet. And consequently, they were so involved with talking to one another, they still never applauded us. And that's what we told ourselves. This is the place where I made my best mistakes. This is the place even angels don't understand. Seen the disappointment in her face, from the collection of engagement rings on her hand. She sits alone apart from the crowd, in a white dress she wears like a question mark. Friends speak of fondly, enemies just think out loud. You think you're man enough to please her, man, fool enough to start. You're not gonna do
you.
recently. And I started to write a couple of songs about that. I never was a great one for any songs with the word rock and roll on the title, like rock and roll dentist or anything. There was a time when if you just put the word rock and roll on a record, it would be released by gullible people. This is a song about a woman who had to leave home to seek a fame and fortune. And much like me, she had to change her name. And much like me, she wears a sequin dress. That's not how she started it. She stood spotted in a plain print dress, came howling out of the wilderness. There beat a gun murderous heart beneath that blank exterior. You know my name, you don't know my mind. Don't doubt my eyes that betray the past, and I've already forgotten much more than you.
Yes, sir. Sergeant, this man princess, is a beautiful.
what I say, think you can take away.
Different nation. We
on a platform at a Vancouver station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally gone. Jim is standing in the rain. Brilliant and glistening. You suffered and whistling. In your unwandering smile. Died down under the drone. Now you're walking up to Jews. The lonely sound. The demon spurs. The tubes and all that is. Down at the archive. Fire for the periods. Our blood sobriety. There's no place for an African cowboy. One day soon, thrown straight out of that room. But now the place starts like destination, ends up like a trance. You gotta use your imagination on some of that magazine romance. And these bombs, they don't look so good to me. Jovan's talking, they all disagree.
It just goes around and around and around, and the same bastards get in charge. I don't know whether that's what you find. It doesn't really matter to me whether they're called Margaret or Tony or George. I saw a newspaper picture from the
as you line up for fun.
punishment. If they expect you to say thank you, straighten up the proud beast, because you've only got the symptoms, you haven't got the whole disease. Just like a person that like a chicken, fill up the dreams that fall down the drain. Try telling that to the bars on both sides, being long to piss on in bed.
And the dark bells will chime. With all the will in the world, Thank you. You're all I adore, and swear to it now.
pacing, my heart is racing. I'm swimming clock is running slow. It only speeds up for a moment or so. Each time for me to go. You're my all-time dog, I'm out of control. We broke my mind, it's not all that you stole. You're my all-time dog, you're all I adore. I swear to you now, that I already swore.
it's now or never. They keep a penny on this silly chair. She says she can't go home without a chevron. Accidents will happen all in the night. You used to be
for the reason that I didn't come here before. So really from my heart, thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Feel this way till you kill her.